All right, welcome into the bullpen here on Aggie Radio for the students by the students. Want to apologize for not being on the air on Monday, but somebody was sick and kind of is again today, but not as bad, I think. But I don't know, I didn't actually talk to her that day.
Maybe a little bit worse, but...
A little bit worse.
Still here.
Well, that's no bueno. Especially since, guess what, everybody? After today, it's spring break.
Yay.
That's super exciting, I think, anyway. I'm excited because I get to go with the basketball team to Las Vegas for their tournament, for the Mountain West tournament. And it's really exciting. They're doing pretty well right now. They've had an up-and-down year, but they're doing pretty well. And we'll get to that in a minute. But how are you doing over there?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. That's all you got? Nah, it's fine. It's fine. I guess to get going, we're going to do our recap of what's been going on with sports. To start out, we'll just go with our men's basketball. Last week, they went 1-1. They lost to Nevada in a close one. They were kind of disappointed by that result. But then when they came back and played against San Jose State, they played really well for almost the whole game. And then, like, the last... 8 minutes, they kind of weren't very great. So, it was interesting, I guess, in a word. Because they were really, really dominant in the first part of the second half. Up until about 8 minutes left, they were just crushing it. They were on, like, a 29-10 run or something like that. And then after that, they kind of let... San Jose State do what they wanted, really. This week, they took on Air Force in Colorado Springs on Tuesday, and that game, they were able to get the win there as well. They won that game 78-65, so they won it pretty solidly. It wasn't a close game at the end. But some standouts from that game were Jalen Moore and Chris Smith, and those two tend to be the ones that score the most almost always. But they both scored 23. So it was pretty exciting to see. They are in action again tomorrow night here at the Spectrum. It is senior night. The team will be wearing black, so make sure that you wear black as well when you go. That's going to start at 7 o'clock. And we're taking on Fresno State. And we need everyone to go there and make a lot of noise because Fresno State is a really good team. But if we can get the momentum, we can get that win. You have any thoughts on that?
Yeah, it should be a good game.
Apparently she's having a hard time. But, yeah, like, the team, it's going to be a tough test. Fresno State is one of the top teams in the Mountain West. And we did lose to them when we went down there. But I think that we can get the win tomorrow night, especially if we get a lot of fan noise. And, you know, it should be pretty good. Our men's tennis team, last week, they took on Gonzaga here. And they beat them 5-2. So they did a really good job. And they're also in action again Sunday. I was going to say tomorrow, but tomorrow, Saturday. Sunday at 3 p.m., but they're going to be at Pacific. So I'm not actually sure where Pacific University is, but it's somewhere in California, I believe. But they're going to be taking on them, so good luck to them. Our women's basketball team last week, they kind of did the opposite of what our men's team did. They played Nevada and beat them by 15, and then they lost to San Jose State. But they had a really good game this week against Air Force during their senior night, and they were able to beat Air Force. Really, it wasn't really a close game for a lot of it. They won that game 64-40, and it was really nice to see our team be dominant against another team. And granted, Air Force is one of the least talented teams in the Mountain West, but you definitely want to see your team, you know, excel against those teams. And So our women's team, they are back in action again tonight for their final game, but it is away at Fresno State. But it starts at 8 p.m., and you can catch that at UtahStateAggies.tv. And I'm really excited to see if they can, you know, continue the momentum that they've kind of been building up, because they've been progressively better and better each game. And, yeah, I'm excited to see what they can do in the tournament the next week. I think they can make some noise. And it's really exciting for next year because they're such a young team, but they have such a high level of talent that they can do a lot of great things in the next couple of years. But, yeah, they're doing awesome, and we want to wish them luck tonight. And one cool thing is today we're actually going to play an interview that I did with Funanaka Soglu, their star player. And that's going to be in just a few minutes, probably about 12 minutes would be my guess. But I'm excited for that. Our women's gymnastics team, they lost their meet last week against Boise State. But they are in action tonight for their senior night. And I encourage everyone to go because it should be a lot of fun. They're taking on BYU and New Hampshire, which it seems really random to me that New Hampshire's in there, the same meet with BYU and Utah State, because it's not even regionally, you know, sensible. But they are taking on New Hampshire and BYU tonight at 7, and it's the last match of the season for our team here at home. They do have another match on Sunday, but it's going to be at Nebraska. But I'm excited to see them in action. I've had one thing or another made it so I couldn't make it to any of the other ones this year, but I'm really excited. It's going to be sad to see a couple of the seniors go, though. I would encourage everyone to go out. It's a lot of fun. Even if you don't know much about gymnastics, it's still fun. Because, I mean, if nothing else, it's exciting to see what they can do. And you don't have to know anything about the scoring or know how tough something is. Well, I mean, actually, to me, anything that they do in gymnastics is tough. But, I mean, because I don't think I would be able to do it. Maybe I could walk across the balance beam, but none of that flipping. What do you think? Do you think you could do it?
No. Definitely not.
And you're a dancer.
Yeah, but dancing is very different.
Well, yeah, I know it's really different, but you also have to do with a lot of coordination and all that. You'd probably be able to do the floor routine.
Yeah,
well,
I could do like.
Do you do tumbles ever?
No, I can do an aerial, but on a good day. But I could do the dancing on the floor and like the leaps and stuff, but I couldn't do any of the flips, so. I wouldn't get a very good score.
Yeah. Well, you executed everything perfectly, but it wasn't a very high degree of difficulty, so we're going to give you 8s.
Yeah.
I'd probably
kind of bring the Aggies down if I were on the team.
Nah, I'm sure you could learn how to do all that stuff. It just, you know, might take time. I don't know. But yeah, so our women's tennis team is up next. You know, they were in action last week, yeah, in Pullman, Washington. They went 1-2. They beat Lewis and Clark State, and they lost to Washington State and Idaho. I guess we talked about that. That was 2 weeks ago. But they are back in action next week, starting on Monday, which this is, like, super lame that they have a bunch of competitions during spring break, but they get a take on Cal State Fullerton, and Loyola Marymount, Concordia, and UC Riverside, and those are all going to be in Los Angeles. So I guess there is the benefit of being in Los Angeles.
I guess that's kind of their
and you don't have
break.
To pay for it, so. At least I don't think they would. But, yeah, they have their matches on Monday, Wednesday, Thursday. So I guess maybe the other days they can hang out. I don't know. I hope that they at least get to have some sort of a break where they get to just do whatever they want, but I guess I'm hoping for you guys. If not, I feel bad, but on the plus side, you're going to be in Los Angeles, so good luck anyway.
I'll be in California too, so
I'll be like almost towards California.
Yeah,
be in Vegas. That the only time I've been to Vegas was driving through to and from California. So this will be an exciting adventure.
Vegas is fun. It's definitely crazy. People go there to do crazy stuff, but
I think people go there to do normal stuff too.
And normal stuff.
I mean, kind of like going to a basketball tournament. I wouldn't consider it crazy. Maybe fanatic, but not crazy.
Yeah.
But yeah, there are a lot of things that you can do in Vegas, so it should be fun. Our track and field are back in action next Friday and Saturday at the indoor NCAA championships. Last week, at the Mountain West Indoor Championships, our men's team took 2nd out of 6th, and the women's took 9th out of 11th. So hopefully, you know, those that did make it to the national championship will be able to have good success. I know we've got some good sprinters. And, it sucks that they have to do it during spring break, but good luck to you either way.
Yeah.
Our softball team, tomorrow and Sunday, they have the UC Riverside tournament. So they're going to be in California. They have a game. I always get these words mixed up sometimes. But
isn't tennis a match?
Tennis match, yeah. But softball game.
Softball game.
Okay. Yeah. I kept wanting to say match because I had gymnastics meet, tennis match, and now we're back to games. But they have games this weekend in their tournament. Tomorrow they take on UC Riverside and Santa Clara, and they take them on again, but in reverse order on Sunday. So we want to wish them good luck. They still are doing their preseason stuff, and you know, pretty soon they're going to be in action here on our own diamond. So be a lot closer, and we'll be able to go watch them, and it'll be fun. But most of their stuff is just kind of away at the moment because of the temperature. But it's warming up, and I'm excited about that.
Yeah, April should be pretty warm, and hopefully after spring break it continues to stay warm.
Yeah, I really hope that
hopefully it's not snowing when they want to have a game here.
Yeah, I really am done with winter. I'm done.
Me too.
I'm ready for it to be warm. But at the same time, everyone's getting sick because of the temperature change.
Yeah, including me. So everyone, make sure you drink your emergency and get enough sleep.
On the plus side, though, you don't sound terrible. So.
Yeah. You can't tell, though, but some of the reason I can't talk is because I'm having like these little cough attacks.
Well, yeah, hopefully you can't hear it.
If you can hear it, I'm really sorry.
Sorry you have to experience her pain.
Yeah, but everyone's been sick. Like, a lot of people in my classes that I just randomly sit by will be, like, coughing. Then I'll be coughing. And
don't
then
sit by them, yo.
I know, but everyone's coughing.
Well, you need to spread it out a little bit so that everyone can get sick.
Yeah.
Just kidding. Don't do that.
But, yeah, try to stay healthy with the temperature change and get lots of vitamin C.
Yeah, and hopefully no one's going to be sick next week because it's just lame to be sick during spring
break. And don't, if you are sick, don't carry it over into spring break.
But on the plus side, if you are sick next week, you don't have to worry about going to class. So there's that benefit other than it would still suck.
I still go to class when I'm sick.
You are what's wrong class with America. No, I'm just kidding. Sometimes I don't go to class just because I'm feeling lazy.
Two classes this whole half of the semester.
I applaud you. I should be doing that. Well, yeah. And not even missing two classes. I should. But some days I just don't feel like going.
Yeah.
So I don't.
Well, if any of you have taken JCOM 1130, you probably know what I'm talking about. The class is like a full-time job, so
yeah,
that's where I can't miss.
Crazy up in there. But one more thing of news is our men's basketball team will be a member of the 2016 Cancun Challenge. So our men's basketball team next November the 22nd and 23rd get to take or get to go down to Cancun and do a tournament there.
That's so exciting.
Yeah. I mean, especially since at that point it's going to be cold and they get to go to Cancun.
That's awesome. I'm jealous. The girls, when we were interviewing like Funda and Rachel, they said that their favorite memory as a team was when they got to go to Mexico together. And so now that the men's team is going to Mexico, that's pretty exciting.
Yeah. And I'm super jealous. And I'm sure that the like Chris Smith and Darius Perkins and Grayson Moore are all like, you gotta be kidding me. After I'm gone, you guys are going to Mexico.
Yeah. And a trip like that probably doesn't happen. Probably only happens once every 4 years or so.
Well, it depends.
Or I think that's how it is for the women's, but
yeah, but like there's it wasn't like a part of a tournament. So I mean, the men's team could be invited to tournaments like every year, you know, depending on if the tournament wants to invite them. So
that's true.
I think there's a lot more opportunities for them, but
yeah,
We will get to hear a little bit about the women's basketball team's Mexico trip in a little bit. But yeah, I guess before we go to break, we want to jump into our spotlight athlete of the week is Funda Nakasoglu, because we have the interview with her will be playing in just a few minutes. But before that, we have the Wall of Shame.
Hall of Shame.
I always say it the wrong way the first time.
It can be the Wall of Shame if you want it to be.
Either way, the important part is the shame. And I have one entrance into the Hall of Shame today. But, Megan, do you have one or two?
I just have one.
Just one. Well, what is your entry into the Hall of Shame?
My entry is... I love the Jazz, but I've been a little bit upset and a little heartbroken that they have lost 3 games in a row.
It's 4 now.
4 games in a row. Sorry.
It's okay.
Because they are in a run to get that 8th playoff seed, and they can't be losing like this. And the Rockets have been losing too, so they're giving them like every opportunity to take it. But when they're losing at home, like... to teams like the Nets, it's not okay. And they lost 98-96, and they had a really bad 3-point percentage. They were 5-20, which is not good. And they only scored 91 points per 100 possessions, which was also not good. So they just really didn't show up offensively. And I know that you have bad games, but there isn't really an excuse when most of their starters are back.
Yeah.
And so I just hope that, I mean, they have a tough a couple of games coming up, and they've been on the road, but they should be winning their home games, especially to teams who aren't ranked very highly, so.
Yeah, and the Nets aren't a great team.
No, they're not. They're, like, almost last in the East.
Really? I didn't think they were completely terrible, but they're also not very good. Like, they're not 76ers bad, but...
They're not. But the Jazz should easily beat them at home.
I was able to go to that Jazz game last week and see them play against the Spurs, and for most of it, they were really competitive, and the Spurs pulled away at the end, but...
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's sad to see it, because they have a lot of talent. They've got a lot of really good players.
Yeah, so well,
when they lose at home.
It's just interesting to see that even when they didn't show up offensively, they only lost by a couple points. So
yeah,
if they could have just pushed through in the end,
all they need is one more good possession, like 1 3-pointer, and they win that one.
Yeah, and they didn't play like they normally do. So
for that,
it was just heartbreaking that they only lost by 2 points. I was like, guys,
yeah,
come on.
But on the flip side, it is better than a blowout loss.
Yeah, it is better, but...
But because they weren't able to defend their home court, they get an entry into the Hall of Shame.
Yeah, we still love them, though. I'm still a huge fan. It's just I don't want to see them lose any more games.
Yeah. And for me, I have an entry to the Hall of Shame as well. And this also comes from the NBA. And it comes from a team that sits in the same city as the Nets. That would be the Knicks, of course. Carmelo Anthony. I don't know if you saw this, but Carmelo Anthony, he went up to try to make a layup or whatever, and it got, like, blocked, and then he got fouled, at, like, afterwards. And then he went and tried to dunk it, and he got rejected by the rim and fell over. It was so funny.
Oh, I think I heard about that.
I'm going to tweet out a Vine, going to retweet a Vine of that right now and during our break. But, yeah, it's just hilarious because, come on, man.
I feel like you shouldn't go in for a dunk unless you're confident that.
Well, he was confident. He like, went at it hard, and it just, he hit the front of the rim, and the ball just, like, stopped him, and then he fell down. It was so funny.
How did the crowd react?
They laughed. Everyone was laughing. It was hilarious.
That would be really embarrassing.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, so bashing on New York today, but two teams from there. Mentioned them.
Yeah. I mean, well, on the flip side for the Nets, they weren't on the receiving end of our Hall of Shame. But
yeah,
the reason why the Jazz got in the Hall of Shame was because of how unimpressive the Nets are. So
yeah.
Yeah, that's our Hall of Shame entries for today. We're hopefully going to have those all online pretty soon. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to play our interview with Funanaka Soglu. So stay tuned for that. We're going to listen to Who I've Become by The Paramedic.
All right, welcome back to the Bullpen here on Aggie Radio for the students by the students. And right now we have a special guest, and it is Funda Nakasoglu. I'm saying your name right.
Yes, you are.
Yeah, it took me a while, like when I initially looked up your name, or when I saw your name, I was like, how do you pronounce that? And I had no idea. So luckily that you guys have kind of a pronunciation guide in your roster or whatever. So I was like, okay, that's how you say it.
Yeah.
And you probably don't know because you don't have Twitter, but you've been our Athlete of the Week several times because of your performances. We try to kind of give credit for excellent performances. And we're going to get into it. You're actually our Athlete of the Week. You were our Athlete of the Week last week. And we're going to be talking a little bit about why in a little bit. But I guess to start out, what is your... does your name have any kind of special significance in another language?
Well, actually, I've asked my parents this before, because my parents are both from Turkey, so I was born in Australia, but they both were born in Turkey, and I've asked them what my name means, Funda, and they've said a bush, so no, not really any significance there, unless you really like bushes, but
yeah. That's interesting. I had no idea that your family was from Turkey. Mm-hmm. I was kind of assuming that your name came from a Polynesian name or like Maori, which I guess is kind of Polynesian as well. But
no, a lot of people actually think it's Greek because it's quite similar to Turkish names. But yeah, we're from Turkey.
But yeah, you definitely have a unique name.
Yes.
And I don't think most people try to pronounce your last name because it's
complicated.
It's a little bit complicated. Yep. Yeah.
I don't blame them.
But I mean, your first name is so like original. Individual and original that everyone just calls you Funda instead of your full name.
Yeah.
Like with most people, you kind of have to say first and last name. Mm-hmm. For example, your teammates like Katie. If you just said Katie, most people would think Katie who?
Yeah.
But Katie Tool. Then you have Rachel Brewster. Just it kind of like that, but I don't know of anyone else whose name is Funda.
Yeah, I haven't come across anyone yet.
If they did, would you get upset and say, no, there can only be one?
No. I would embrace it.
So you are from Australia then.
Yes.
What part?
Melbourne, Victoria. So it's right at the bottom of Australia.
And is that the capital of Australia?
No, the capital is Canberra. I mean, they were trying to make the cap... So there are two main states, I guess you could call, which is Sydney and Melbourne, and they kind of went for the middle state, which is Canberra, to make it the capital. I don't know why, but a lot of people prefer the other two.
I guess maybe because it was centralized.
Maybe, yeah.
It might be with Brazil, where they have Brasilia, which they made the city like after the fact, even though they have big cities like Sao Paulo and Rio de Janeiro, but the capital isn't in either one of those. Mm-hmm. So it's probably a thing like that. But what, I guess, would be kind of a main difference that you've seen between here and Australia?
I mean, the part where I'm from in Australia is, like, the city. Here, it's kind of like a college community. It's, I guess, in a place where, you know, there's not much going on. It's kind of a small town. That's the main difference for me, personally. But there are other differences between the US and Australia, such as the food and the weather here. That, you know, have really...
Do you like the food here?
I do. There's actually more variety than I thought there would be. Coming in from Australia, I guess you think, oh, it's going to be all fast food, you know, kind of greasy food, but you can
find... There is a lot of that.
There is, I agree, but you can find small spots, you know, restaurants that are nice and healthy and a lot like the ones back in Australia.
Yeah, so I guess what would be kind of the native food of Australia? What is that like?
It's a lot of barbecuing. So I guess
another
it's like
shrimp
Texas
on the barbie.
Here. Yeah. Yep.
So no, that's not just a stereotype. That's really how it is.
No, it actually is. Yeah.
That's
a lot
awesome.
Of steak and shrimp on the barbecue. But it's because Australia is very multicultural. There's just a wide variety of food. A lot of Chinese as well.
Yeah, I was actually surprised when I found out that there are a lot of Chinese people in Australia.
Yeah, there are a lot.
And there's a lot of Latinos too, aren't there? Or at least a decent amount.
Yeah, a decent amount of pretty much
everything.
Every culture, yeah.
Kind of like here?
Yeah.
I mean, other than, obviously, Utah isn't as diverse, but other places in the U.S. are.
Yes.
Yeah, for instance, I served an LDS mission in California, in Los Angeles, and there was people from all over the place. Had Armenians, Chinese, Korean, just a lot of different people. Mm-hmm. And it was kind of weird. There's obviously a lot of Latinos as well.
Yeah.
But, so I guess, is that kind of what it's like in Australia?
Yeah, pretty much.
So there's not really just... Are there kind of areas that are more predominantly one?
There are. There are a few areas, you know, which have more, I guess, Jewish people, and then there's more areas that have more of the Asian culture. So yeah, it just depends on where you go.
And I guess, how did you get recruited to come here?
So I actually was playing as a development player in the WNBL, which is a national league back in Australia, and I got, you know, some court time in that. I guess Coach Fink had seen video from that while he was trying to, you know, recruit other girls, and he came across me, and then he emailed me, got in touch with me, and it all just started from that. So over the internet, really.
That's pretty cool, because that's one thing that's kind of surprised me, mm-hmm. is just how international our team is.
Yeah, I mean, he loves recruiting internationals, as you can probably tell from our team.
I had no idea.
Yeah, but... yeah, they've been, you know, looking more and more towards Australia now. I guess a lot of colleges, because a lot of Australians have now come to play college basketball in America. So
yeah, that's you have examples of, like, well, I mean, he didn't play college here, but Dante Exum.
Yes. He actually, we played in the Victorian state team together. So he was in the guys' team.
So you know him?
Yeah.
Do you ever hit him up and say, hey, give me some free tickets?
He actually hit me up at the end of last year before I went home for summer break. And he was like, if you ever want, just like message me and I'll get you tickets. And I was like, okay.
You should totally get some tickets.
I know.
We can go.
I know.
And then I can meet him.
Definitely.
Because I'm excited about him playing for the Jazz.
Yeah.
And actually, the Jazz aren't my number one team. They're my number two team. Mm-hmm. But... I also really like them, and I'm excited for them getting a little bit better.
Yes.
Yeah. So, was it weird coming here to the U.S.?
I had already been previously for a tour that lasted, I think, 3 or 4 weeks with a team. It wasn't weird, but I knew it was going to be a lot different, obviously, from my past experience, and I knew I wasn't going to have my family around and my friends, and that I was going to... pretty much have to start a new chapter in my life. But I was excited. I was nervous, obviously, coming into it. But, yeah, I wouldn't say it was too weird. You know, I was just excited for the new chapter.
So it wasn't scary at all?
I mean, it was scary. It was scary. I won't lie. But, you know, I just wanted to embrace it.
Yeah. I feel like it's a lot easier to come to some place like here, mm-hmm. where it's not... I don't feel like it's
too
scary
full
to live
on.
Here and stuff.
No, I agree. Like, especially the people around here they're just so nice and caring, and I was overwhelmed when I came here because they were just all so good to me.
Yeah. What did you kind of expect about coming to Utah?
Well, because I hadn't come on a visit, I kind of came a bit blindsided, so all I expected was... what the place looked like because of Google Images. So, yeah. And I knew that it was going to be cold from what I'd heard. So those are the main two things.
So I guess, does it ever get as cold in your hometown as it does here?
No way.
The funny thing is, I'm actually from Idaho, which is just north. Yep. And it's actually colder in my hometown than it ever is here.
Oh, wow.
It's usually about like... 5 or 10 degrees colder there than it is here.
Yeah, I don't know how I'd cope. I'm barely coping right now.
Well, the good thing is winter's mostly over. Mm-hmm. Hopefully we're on the way out.
Yeah, fingers crossed.
But then, you know, sometimes it still doesn't go away.
Mm-hmm. It just comes back the next day.
Yeah, I mean, because like a couple weeks ago when we had that at the storm where it was like raining in the morning and then came and it was snowing, like it started snowing again. It's like it was warm enough to rain and then it changed back and was cold enough to snow and mm-hmm. it was just like, we were almost there. Everything was melting.
I mean, that's kind of similar to Melbourne where I'm from actually, except for the snow. I mean, I guess in the mornings, like it'll be hailing and raining and crazy and then it'll just get really nice and sunny and hot. So it's kind of bipolar like that, but...
Yeah. And so you said you got to go home for the summer last year?
Yes, I did.
I guess how much time do you get to spend back home before you have to come back here?
around 8 weeks, except I used 2 of those weeks to go visit my family and have a bit of a holiday in Turkey before I came back here as well, because when I go back to Melbourne during the summer here, it's actually winter over there, so I want a bit of a summer, so I go to Turkey first and then come back over.
Yeah, you got to enjoy experience the summer here too.
Of course, yeah.
Because it gets pretty warm. It's nice. And the thing about it is, I think that the summers here in this area are a little bit nicer than it may be a little bit farther south in Utah, because it doesn't get quite as hot, and so it's more of a nice warm temperature as opposed to a hot temperature.
I was surprised because people kept telling me, you know, how cold it was here, and I just thought it never had a summer. But when I came back for summer workouts, I was surprised, and it was nice. It was really nice.
It's not a frozen wasteland.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, that's one thing that's cool is, I guess you didn't really have 4 seasons when you were in Australia then. Mm-hmm. And so was it weird to experience like the different seasons here?
Yeah, it was. I did think we had 4 seasons until I came here. But no, the winter over there is much more mild and not cold.
Awesome. Does your family have the opportunity to watch you play?
Yes, they do. They watch every game actually on the Mountain West website through, you know, USU Broadcasting or whatever it is.
Yeah, that's awesome. You should probably get a Twitter and then have them get Twitter so that they can tweet about you during the game and be like all excited.
I'll get onto that.
Yeah, I mean, we were talking about that before, but you definitely should. Because there's all these people that think you're awesome. I mean, remember at the game the other night where they were cheering every time you scored about Funa, you rock.
I zone everything out usually in a game, but I heard little glimpses of that, and I didn't know if they were actually saying my name in it.
Yeah,
but
they were.
Okay, that's awesome.
I don't remember all of it. It's a cheer that I know that they would do at hockey games, but they would use it against the opposing goalies, but they adapted it and said, she shoots, she scores, hey Funa, you rock.
Oh, that's awesome.
So I'm pretty sure that's what they were cheering.
I love you guys.
Yeah, and so, I mean, you've scored a lot, and you've actually were the youngest player in the program history to reach 1,000 points. What did you think about getting that? And I guess before you answer that, did you realize that you were scoring that when you did?
No, not at all. Megan Allen actually had told me a few games prior to the New Mexico game where it happened that I was close, but I never really, you know, go along with that. I kind of just try to take one game at a time. I try to block, you know, all those things out until, you know, the game ends, but I had no idea. I went onto Instagram, I think it was, after the game, and I saw the post that USU Women's Basketball had posted, and I was shocked, and then I saw a message from my mum saying congratulations. But yeah, I had no idea. It was so exciting to, you know, get, but as I said, I think it's my dad that's taught me this, but like, it's such, I guess, a beneficial, you know, achievement. But I like to, you know, move on from it and try to get better, and you know, not kind of settle on that.
And then
make sure
you get up to 2,000 points.
Yes.
I mean, you're well on your way. I mean, because you're only a sophomore right now, so you got a long way to go. And it'd be awesome if you could get 2,000.
Yeah, it would be.
I don't know how many people have done that, if any. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a pretty high mark.
Oh, yes.
But I guess you say you kind of tune things out during the game.
Yeah.
So you don't pay attention when the crowd cheers at all?
I mean, I can hear it sometimes, but sometimes I'm just so focused on getting the job done and what, you know, the team needs that I just, you know, focus in on that especially and try to block the other distractions out.
Yeah.
Not saying that, you know, the cheering's a distraction, because it gets me going a lot of the time, but
I mean, you're not paying attention to what's being cheered so much as that there's cheering going on.
Yeah, exactly right.
That's awesome. And I know something that I've noticed at times, something that you're really good at is kind of calming the team down and taking control. I've seen examples where the team was kind of getting frantic when you were playing a team. I think it was Boise State here at the Spectrum, you guys were playing them, and there was a stretch where, you know, your teammates were all kind of passing the ball and playing hot potato with it, and you went and got the ball, and then you kind of settled everyone down, and I don't know, it just feels like every time you have the ball, I think everyone else kind of calms down. They're like, oh, okay, Funa's got this. And do you notice that you do that, or? Okay, go.
I've been told that by my coaches, and that's the leadership role that they look for me to kind of give the team. I find that if I'm frantic and kind of nervous, that just, you know, gives off to my teammates, and then they become more nervous, causing turnovers and bad decisions. So yeah.
Yeah, that's one thing about the team is that you guys kind of do play up and down together. Like, if you guys are all playing well, you play really well. Mm-hmm. But if a couple of you aren't necessarily doing as well, mm-hmm. you kind of struggle. And you could see that in the game last week when you guys took on Nevada. You guys kind of struggled that first quarter. And, I mean, there wasn't, like, great decisions. I mean, you guys had some mistakes.
No, I agree.
But then you turned it around the second quarter, and you guys kind of took off and got a big lead at halftime. And then you kind of let Nevada get back into it at the end of, or in the third quarter and fourth quarter, and it was kind of a dogfight at the end. But I guess one thing that I've noticed, and I know that your coach has noticed as well, is that you guys sometimes don't realize how good you are, and you kind of play below your level. And I think that was evident in that game against Nevada, because you guys were clearly a better team, but for a lot of the game you didn't play like it, and you kind of played down to them. Is there a reason why you think that happens?
I think mostly it's because we know we're so young, and I guess there's so much inexperience, new girls coming in this year, that we kind of just underestimate ourselves sometimes, and that's the wrong thing to do, because we're, you know, we have so much talent in our team, and
yeah.
we just need to believe in ourselves and, you know, let what we can do be proved on the court, I guess, against the really good teams in the Mountain West as well.
Yeah, and like you said, you guys are really young. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's pretty obvious to anyone who looks at your roster, is you've got a lot of freshmen, and you're a sophomore, and you're yeah. and you're kind of one of the more experienced players on the team. Obviously, you do have a couple seniors, but overall, it's a very young team. And the thing you have to remember is that even though you're young, you still have tons of talent, like you said, and you don't have to worry about being young. I mean, if you remember the Kentucky men's basketball team mm-hmm. last year, they didn't lose a game until the Final Four, and they were mostly freshmen
yeah.
and underclassmen.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of the same situation. We're just, I don't know, maybe if you guys believe in yourselves just a little bit more at times,
no,
then
I think
it'd make a huge difference.
Yeah.
But you guys are a lot of fun to watch.
Thank you.
I apologize, I haven't gotten to as many games as I should have.
That's all right.
But part of it is I am working at times, and, well, that was a big problem last semester, mm-hmm. is that all your games, especially your Saturday ones,
yep.
I was working all day Saturday, so mm-hmm. I couldn't go. But I have been able to go to a couple recently, and they're a lot of fun. I wish more people would go to your guys' games.
So do I.
Yeah.
But
it's because it's kind of sad to see the spectrum that empty. But I know you guys are a lot of fun to watch. I'm excited. What has kind of been your best experience this season?
I think just getting to know, you know, our, I guess you could call it a whole new team, because we've had so many new girls come in, getting a lot more wins this season rather than last season, and the Mexico trip. I don't know if you heard about that.
Yeah, I talked to Megan and
mm-hmm.
Alan about that.
But the Mexico trip was like one of the major highlights of this season that we had. Obviously, at the beginning of the season, that was crazy good and wonderful experience.
Do you have some fun stories from that?
Yeah, I mean, me and my roommate Bailey, so the team actually stayed in like all-inclusive hotel. It was like 5-star or something. It was amazing. And we wanted room service, and we're like, it's going to be free, so we might as well get as much as we want. And so we called up and we were ordering, and they were kind of like, okay, is that it? And we were like, no, we'll get this as well and this as well. Anyway, so we're just waiting for them to come and bring us our food. And it was like 12 o'clock, like p.m., because all of our teammates, we had found out, all ordered the same things. So it was taking them like extra long to get the food. Anyways, our food finally came, and the guy kind of just looked at us all weird, like, are you seriously going to eat all of this? And we kind of like Instagrammed the photo of all the food, and like people were like, no way, like, how much did that cost? We're like, oh, it was like free, and we took it down, and it tasted good, and yeah, so that was pretty funny. But
so you're a pretty big eater then?
Yeah, I actually am. Everyone's like pretty shocked when they see how much I eat usually, because they're like, you're so small, you're so short, how do you eat that much? I'm like, I don't know.
I feel like it's probably because of how much you exercise.
Yeah, I always say if I didn't play basketball, I would be so obese. That's for sure.
Either that or you would figure out how to not eat as much.
Yeah, probably not.
Probably not. What is your favorite food?
Oh, I've got a lot, but I do like sushi a lot.
Sushi's so good.
Yeah, yeah.
Have you gone to any of the sushi places here?
Yes, we try to go to Kabuki at least once a week, so.
Once a week?
Yep.
Wow.
I really like sushi.
How do you have money to go once a week?
Well, I don't know, just the scholarship money, I guess. We kind of just go through that.
You eat sushi every week and then starve the rest of the time, right?
Of course.
Yeah.
That's the only way to do it.
Priorities, right?
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
That's awesome. Well, is there kind of anything that you want to tell everybody?
I mean, we've only got one more home game left. It's our senior night, so it'd be awesome if you're not doing anything. You could come down and help us get the win. And I guess for the people that have been coming to our games, thank you. We appreciate the support, and we're going to try to finish out this season as strong as possible.
Awesome. Well, we want to thank you for coming on the
show. Thank you for having me.
And excited because I've actually wanted to interview you for a long time. Mm-hmm. And as I said, you were Athlete of the Week. You have been several times. And that was last week you were Athlete of the Week because you reached that 1,000-point mark. And so big fans of yours
thank you.
And yeah, you should totally do another interview sometime.
Okay.
And then I guess for everyone, obviously the season's pretty much over, but, you know, come out next year. I mean, the team's only, going to be more experienced, and it's going to be exciting because the starters are almost all freshmen and you're sophomore, and I think is Deja?
Yep, Deja's a freshman.
Deja's a freshman. She's a starting too, right?
Yep.
Yeah, so, I mean, recently. Basically everyone is underclassmen, so make sure you come out because next year we're going to have more experience, and I think we're going to do awesome things. I mean, I've seen the improvement from last year to this year, and it's just going to keep going up, I think. So, yeah. Thanks again for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to jump into national stuff here on Aggie Radio for the students by the students.
So contagious, her looks could make her famous. What does her heart say? What does her heart say? I know hearts beat when words don't come easily. Baby, you don't even have to say. Nobody can save me. I'm burning up. Hear what I'm saying. 'Cause all the lines are faded. What does her heart say? What does her heart say? You could put your mind to rest.
All right, welcome back to the bullpen here on Aggie Radio for the students by the students. And that interview was a lot of fun. Funda is super cool.
Yeah. Her accent is so interesting, and it's interesting compared to Rachel Brewster's accent.
Yeah.
Because they're both different.
Yeah. In a couple weeks, you're going to get to hear Rachel's accent. But it's slightly different, but they're both Australian. It's awesome.
Yeah.
And apparently there's another Australian girl that's coming up here next year. So we're going to have three. Yeah. So that's exciting.
Yeah.
I'm going to see if I can get a hold of Coach Finkbeiner and, you know, see if we can keep playing this out and see if we can get an entire team full of Australians, because that would be awesome.
Hashtag USU Aussies.
The Aussies of USU. Yeah, actually, I've tweeted that a few times, the hashtag USU Aussies, because I think it was cool. I really hope that I was the first one to come up with it, but I really doubt I was, because
it's hard to come up with,
you know, stuff like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's weird, I can't hear myself.
But I'm glad that you got to interview her, because she has been our athlete of the week, like...
A lot.
Yeah.
And she's super cool. I actually talked to her for a second after their game on their senior night game on Tuesday. Talked to her as I was walking up the tunnel to go outside. And I was like, what was that? You only scored 20 points. And she's like, I know, I did terrible.
You know you're good when you're disappointed in only scoring 20 points.
Yeah. And I was like, no, I'm just kidding. Like, if scoring 20 points is terrible, I don't know what's good, so.
Yeah. Rachel Brewster scored quite a bit of points in that game, too, right?
She scored 14,
She was second in scoring.
And she had 8 rebounds.
Yeah. So the Aussies are dominating.
Yeah, and I got to talk to her for a second, too, because she had some cramps in her leg. And that guy was sitting, behind their bench into, the corner right next to the tunnel. And they use that, front chair to work on their legs with the... like a little roller thing to kind of get rid of the cramps. And so I talked to her for a second. So that was cool.
Nice.
Yeah, it was fun. I was like, what are you doing? Like, you gotta go score more. And she's like, I know.
I got leg cramps. That's more British.
Yeah.
Whenever I try to imitate an Australian accent, it always comes off British. And it's just not good. So I should probably stop.
Yeah.
Especially in front of them.
Yeah, I totally forgot to go with my accent during the interview at some point. I wasn't going to do the whole thing with my accent because I didn't think it would be completely appropriate to do it the entire time. But
yeah.
I was going to do it for a minute, but I forgot.
Your accent's better than mine.
Yeah, well, I've practiced it a lot. And I'm to the point where I can carry on a conversation for a while and still be fine doing it.
Yeah, but it was interesting because after the interview with Rachel, I was like... oh, thanks for letting us interview. And she was like, that's okay.
You gotta put the inflection a little bit.
That's okay.
Yeah,
and
it was just
like,
it was just like, sounded like she had said something terrible, or that her coming on was a terrible thing.
Yeah, and that's just something people in Australia say, instead of oh yeah, it was great, they're like, yeah, that's okay.
Yeah, and I was...
so I kind of didn't know how to respond, I kind of hesitated, and I was
wait, what? It was like, what's
maybe
wrong?
She didn't want to be interviewed. I'm not sure.
Yeah, but...
it was interesting just to see kind of some of their lingo, I guess.
Yeah, and so I told their manager, Aman Hardiman. He's a friend of mine. And I told him about that, and I told him that he should try to get her to say it. So he's been, saying stuff trying to get her to say it again.
Yeah.
Because it should be funny. I have to check back.
She'll probably say it. Seems and you tweeted at her and you were like, that's okay, or something.
Yeah, it was... I'm pretty sure she got the joke because she liked the tweet, but
yeah,
I'm hoping she got it. But yeah, so a lot of fun. I don't know, we're gonna hopefully interview some more of the basketball players, particularly the three seniors. During that senior night thing, the Mariah Miles. I'll switch back to my normal voice. She's Native American from Oklahoma, and her family came and they did like this huge thing where they gave gifts to like anybody associated with her while she was here and stuff.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and it.
What types of gifts?
A bunch of more like the like Native American blankets, and then I didn't see it. Like they had a bunch of stuff that was like in bags that I didn't see what it was, but it was just a lot of Native
American. So like the entire team got gifts.
Yeah, the entire team got it. A few got two gifts because. Like, Funa got two. There's just a few people. I don't remember who else got two, but there's a few people that got two. Everyone on the team got something, and the coaches all got something, and then manager, pretty much anyone that helped out with the basketball team. So it took a while.
That's so thoughtful, and that probably took a lot of time. So.
Yeah, it did. I was just like,
that's really cool of her family kind of incorporate their culture like that.
Yeah, and it was like a tradition thing to thank people or whatever, so that's kind of what it was about. And they did a couple of prayers in, I don't remember which language it was, but Native American language.
Wow, that's cool.
So, yeah, it was an interesting thing.
Mm-hmm. That would have been cool to see.
Yeah, you should have gone. I even asked you, Dave, hey, you gonna come? Hey, you should go. Hey, go, where are you? Are you still alive? No, I didn't
guys,
know that, but
I was being I always being say dramatic. That people should go to the girls' games more, but I struggle getting there because of homework and SIs and dance. But maybe if I started going, other people would too.
Well, maybe.
I could bring some friends.
Yeah, and even like, as you saw in the interview, or heard, I guess, you didn't see it, but yeah, Funda wants us to go, and she's super good. Like, she scored 1,000 points in under 2 years.
Yeah, and Ethan said they're really fun to watch.
Yeah, they are.
So next season, I feel like we should all make a bigger effort to get out there because they're a really young team, so they're just going to continually get better.
Yeah, I mean, when you think about it, you have Funda's a sophomore. She's their best player. And then the other starters are, you have Rachel Brewster is a freshman. Katie Toole is a freshman. Deja Mason is a freshman. And one who was injured for a while, I'm blanking on her name, but there's another one. She was a freshman. I would remember her name except that she missed most of the, like, at least half the year because of an injury. Who's starting center? I think that the other post position kind of switched around. One of them was a senior, but there's so many freshmen and sophomores that are on the team. It's kind of crazy, really.
Yeah, and they're pretty good now, so just with more time and development, they could be amazing, especially with Funda.
Yeah. And
so I want to try to make a bigger effort to go to some games next year.
Yeah, I'm going to do a lot better about going too. But
I've just had a lot of time conflicts.
Yeah. Well, me too. I mean, like I said in my interview, like last semester I was working like every time they had a game. And it was annoying.
Yeah, but the players want us to be there. It helps them with a bigger audience. So get out to the girls' games and get out to the men's games because the spectrum isn't as packed as it used to be.
Yeah, it's true. And I think that the forward was Hannah Hutchins, and she's a sophomore. So if you do a quick rundown.
Extremely run team, young team.
Yeah. We got seven freshmen, I'm counting, and three sophomores, and then only two juniors and three seniors.
Wow.
So, yeah, and the thing about it is, like, even the seniors, they didn't play a ton. Like, Julian Onsling and Mariah Miles didn't play that much. Tiana Jukic from Serbia, she played a decent amount. She definitely played the most out of the seniors. But, like, as it is, the seniors didn't really account for that many minutes. So, and then you got a junior, Angelica. She didn't play tons of minutes. And the other one, Antoine Robinson, she played a pretty good amount. So, but even as it is, like, all of, like, the major minute, like, people that are out there all the time are all freshmen and sophomores.
Yeah, they just kind of came in and took over.
Yeah.
There's just a huge amount of talent there.
Yeah, and I guess I didn't say in there that we were going to get to national news. We don't have much time, but you said the Jazz are playing tonight, correct?
Yeah, the Jazz are playing the Grizzlies tonight at 6 p.m., so tune into that. It's at Memphis.
Yeah, it should be on Root Sports, I think.
Yeah, on Root Sports, so hopefully they can break this losing streak and
have a good chance.
Memphis is a tough team, but if they're playing well, hopefully they'll have a chance. So
yeah,
make sure to watch that if you're a Jazz fan.
Yep. And make sure you check out our website, radio.usu.edu, for previous episodes and interviews. I already posted the interview that we played during the show today, and then I'm going to post the show itself in just a little bit. But, yeah, you can check it out, see past episodes and interviews, and, yeah.
Yeah. For sure, check it out, because we have some other really good interviews.
Yep.
Like Megan Allen and Jeannie Waller.
Yep. Jeannie Waller. That was Waller. A lot of fun.
Waller.
Bueller. No.
Yeah. Bueller.
But yeah, so check that out. I'm excited. We're going to go on FM and within the next month, hopefully. That's the plan. And that'll be exciting. Then we won't have to just listen online. So it's exciting news. But anyway. Yeah.
We'll have a good spring break, guys.
Really. Have lots of fun. Be safe out there. Have a great weekend. This has been The Bullpen here on Aggie Radio. For the students, by the students, and